Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. It's Friday. It means Fridays with Sandy Williams. And Sandy, before we, and I see you, Dave, we'll come to you. Sandy, I was asking you about the oncoming winter, and you were talking about what Germany was able to find out about war in Russia during the winter.
The Russian plane, the plane that runs from Moscow to Germany, first of all, it's an area of substantial snowfall and extreme cold. What happened to Germany was that they were remote from where they lived and where their supply lines were, and they got isolated around what was then called Stalingrad, now St. Petersburg, and suffered great losses. That will be different. What will happen probably in a war between Russia and Ukraine is that, yes, Russia's supply lines will be strained more, but mainly I think it will get frozen, frozen in place. So we'll end up with static lines, not as much warfare going on, and basically a slow motion kind of conflict that will endure through the war with great hardship for the troops who have to stay out there in the cold and maintain their lines. But it'll begin to look a little more like Korea when we had a long stalemate with a front in Korea.
But let's go to Dave. Hey, Dave, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Yeah, good morning. I was finding your discussion about Ukraine's resources very interesting. But from my perspective, what we're witnessing with our proxy war against Russia is the implementation of the Wolfowitz doctrine, which, if you're not familiar with it, it's basically the expansion of the Monroe Doctrine to the entire globe. And you could look it up on Wikipedia, but a brief summary is, and I'll read, it's a one-sentence summary here. It says, our first objective is to prevent the re-emergence of a new rival, either on the territory of the former Soviet Union or elsewhere, that poses a threat on the order of that posed formerly by the Soviet Union. This is a dominant consideration underlying the new regional defense strategy and requires that we endeavor to prevent any hostile power from dominating a region whose resources would, under consolidated control, be sufficient to generate global power. So there you have it. And this was written in the early 90s when the Soviet Union was breaking up. United States foreign policy was to make a move for total global domination. Look it up, Wolfowitz Doctrine.
No, absolutely. The neocons that he represented had this very expansive view of American hegemony. It was the flip side. Some people viewed Pax Americana as when we would retreat and simply preserve peace in America, but the more dominant view was the neocon view that Pax Americana was a time for America to flex its muscle and make sure that America would maintain its dominant position in the world. It's the same instinct that is causing us, I believe, to be so hostile to China now, because here we have China emerging as a potentially dominant economic force, and there are those in America who have a view that America must be dominant in order to satisfy its ambitions instead of simply satisfying the needs and wants of its people.
Go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry.
Sandy, we could almost go along with that Pax Americana if America was a righteous country. Instead, what we've seen and over the years, it's become more and more and more thoroughly corrupt. So, do we really want to spread our corruption throughout the rest of the world?
Yes, we do.
Well, the other part is, the old expression, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And so I think the problem is that the more powerful a government becomes in the world, the more likely it is to flex its muscle for its own for its own benefit rather than for the general benefit of the people of the world. And so I think it's almost oxymoronic. I don't think you can have sort of an empire's type control over the vast world and expect that empire to be totally charitable and assume the interests of the welfare of the world at large. We can't even do that within the United States.
But you know, Dave and Sandy, it's and Sandy, this goes back to what you've been saying all these years. Those times have long since passed. The American people are still caught up in that time when we were that. But the rest of the world, so through our military might, we put strangleholds on other nations now. We talk about other nations. We're not going to allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon. But never mind the other things that we do. And the American people don't want to adhere to any of those things, Dave and Sandy. They don't want to even look at that.
Our Secretary of State Blinken has talked about how the hegemony is a thing that's in the rearview mirror, that hegemony used to be the doctrines of real politics, but no longer does America believe in hegemony. And that's what they assert about all the other countries. So the hegemony of Russia is to be ignored. The hegemony of China is to be ignored. But America, meanwhile, is asserting its hegemony in the neocon version that was just described by Dave. So, it's almost like a sociopath who can't recognize what they're doing themselves and can gaslight whatever it is that's happening to and attribute it to other countries.
You know, Sandy and Dave, how do we get, again, the American people to hear this conversation? They're not going to hear it in most places. As a matter of fact, 99.9% of the airwaves aren't going to have conversations about this. And many of the listeners aren't going to believe this because emotionally they could never believe that our nation could be engaged in this kind of thing, because this is the very kind of thing that we condemn other nations for.
Well, you know, I would revert to using a term that might make me sound Trump-like by saying what really America ought to worry about with respect to the welfare is Americans first. So I guess rather than say America first, I would say Americans first. And I think if we had a policy that really worried about Americans' welfare, and we began to weigh the welfare of Americans against our expenditures that are designed at this world domination, we could step back from world domination and start to worry about American welfare. And that would be a good balance.
Hey Dave, thank you very much for the call. Let's go squeeze Donald in quickly. Yes, sir, Donald, thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Yeah, I know you're coming near the end of the show. Quick comment. I hope this show is recorded. This is one of your better shows. You didn't have that parrot on from Stolten. There was good dialogue. This is one of the best shows you've ever had, Earl, and I really enjoyed it.
Well, so, thank you. That's Sandy Williams.
That was my main comment. Thank you for that.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for listening, man.
You betcha.
Sandy, you say what?
Oh, shucks.
Okay. You guys have a good weekend, man.
Amen. Thank you. You know, Sandy, the truth of the matter is we've got to look at our nation, look it in the eye, and say we've got to do better, right?
Well, I just think we ought to be more patriotic than we are. I think we ought to really be patriotic to the welfare of Americans and to make America the greatest place for Americans to be and live. And, you know, like I said to the fellow who talked about how would it be to live in a country, in a world that is dominated by China? The Norwegians live in a country that's dominated by America, and they do very well. In fact, they do better than Americans. And so I think Americans have to get over this principle of domination and start focusing on what it is that Americans need for Americans. And it isn't the Trump America, make America great again, or America first. Those were all principles of American government. I'm talking about the principles of American people. And if the American people started really looking at things from the standpoint of how do we make life best here in America for everybody, the rich and the poor, I think we would step back from our world policies and have a more sensible path.
You know, Sandy, it can be as simplistic as Tom from L.A. always says, we the people are the government. And once the people really believe that and realize that, then we can take back control and not have to deal with the things that come down the pike. And because the things that are coming down the pike, Sandy, you and I know we're not going to put a fence around China. Just not going to happen. It doesn't matter what we say, we're not going to do
it. Well, putting a fence around China would be like putting a noose around our neck. So, yeah, we aren't going to do that. But I'm just saying that we ought to look. The problem with the people are the government is that the people who have wherewithal and money in this country believe that that sounds like you're going to come and take our money. No, we can have a country that has richer and less rich people in it. We always will. And that's okay. But what we ought to have is a country that takes care of the welfare of its people and provides daycare and health care and the social safety net that exists in most of the developed countries of the world.
All right, Sandy, great radio, as Dave said.